This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What is today? Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday, yes.
Man.
The 20th. Right?
I have not planned my vacation, and I'm screwed.
I don't think you're screwed.
Well, because the one thing I want to do... Anyway, there's a whole conflict. Ah! Life is hard, friends. Yeah. Life is hard.
You know, it's so much simpler if you do it like I do. I don't go anywhere.
Right. It's perfect. There's no stress.
There's no stress. Yeah. There's no planning.
It's
there's
cheaper.
No packing. There's nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just going to sit at home in the dark.
Well, I screwed up on a date, and there's a thing, and all right, it's fine.
Sit at home in the dark like I do.
just think what would have been. Yeah,
yep.
I like that idea.
Yes.
I like it a lot. All right, a couple of things. I don't think we have to worry about Kim Kardashian becoming president.
Why not?
Well, because yesterday she got back in the selfie round.
Yep. Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Good. That's where she belongs.
In her pantalonies and her bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, think of all the stuff. You know how they pull up all your background stuff?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what would come out? Her opponent and what they would say and what they would publish and the things she's done. The things we don't even know about.
Here's what I don't understand. Okay. Let me just pull her up on Twitter. So what I don't get is, hold on, let me see. So she posted another, here it is. Ugh. And I'm not proud that I follow her. I followed her to try to get the fajita guy out of jail.
Yeah.
But when she posts a picture of like her boobs or whatever, let me see here. She got like 1,877 hearts. Haven't you all already seen her boobs? Why are you giving her hearts for her boobs again?
Three of those were mine.
But I just don't understand.
I did three of them.
Yeah, I was in for two.
Five right there, just between Sean and
yeah.
I.
She. I don't. I just don't get. Like you all have seen her, and she gets all these hearts, and I don't get it.
Where? That's for bless your heart. You're trying
oh,
hard.
You're too trying. Too
bless
hard.
Your heart. You're trying hard.
So she's in her pantalonies and her bra, and I'm like, we've seen this, seen it. I don't know why.
You know what, Jamie White? Yeah. I got a bone to pick with you, actually.
Oh, what is
it? I do. And it's got nothing to do with tabloid trash, but this segment doesn't.
yes?
But you.
Yeah.
And your current Twitter habits.
Yes. Are
you
awesome.
You scolded me. Over the last couple of years, even more than that, you have scolded me about Twitter. How you don't get it, you don't like
it. I get it now.
I'm an elitist because I shun Facebook and I want to be on Twitter. You think you're better than everybody else. You have really gone after me over Twitter.
Now I love Twitter.
And now, all of a sudden, it's the coolest thing on the planet.
I love it.
It's like you've just discovered water.
I did. Okay, so.
I swear it is. It's like she just discovered water.
Yeah, because I posted how to follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I say amazing things on here. I am amazing.
I saw your post. Yeah.
I added you at the
bottom.
I know
you did. Okay. I know you did. All I'm saying is, why did all of a sudden the light come on?
Because I told you trending stopped on Facebook. And I love trending.
But I've been telling you that this is better than trending for years.
But not it took trending to go away for me to understand the love that I now have for Twitter. Because you're right. It is a news source. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Especially it matters like who you follow and stuff like that.
And so people, here's where people, I think with Twitter, is where you really get misled about it. And you don't realize what it's really for. I think what people do is they go on there and they don't get any reaction. Let's say you don't get the Kim Kardashian 14,000 hearts, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a comment or whatever, and you get discouraged with that. You think people don't care.
Oh, well, because they didn't hit a heart, yeah.
But that's not what it is. What it is how you set it up and who you follow, that you just have a daily news feed in your hands.
You know what was crazy about yesterday? I told you I was glued to the TV on Channel 2 because they did a really great job. And it was Dave Frazier and Matt Makinson. They did it together. I thought they did a great job. But then what I found I was doing is I was going to their Twitter accounts and watching their Twitters because they were posting different pictures and different videos.
Yeah.
Yesterday was great for Twitter and all the damage and stuff. And everybody just posted all these videos. It was fantastic. It's fantastic. By the way, 2943.
2943. What's 2943?
The number of followers you have.
2943?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even looked.
3159.
You know, I don't understand.
3,159.
I know.
Yeah. That's,
how do you always stay exactly 200 ahead?
2943.
That sounds suspicious to me, and it's been that way for a couple of years now.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand why it stays in a certain number all the time. It sounds suspicious.
3,159.
You can follow me at...
No!
At
no,
BJ Harris Radio.
The trap!
A lot more entertaining.
That's not true. Mine was fantastic yesterday. In fact, Matt Makinson even wrote out hearts. He wrote out the word to me, hearts.
Really?
I think he wants a piece of the jam. Think he wants a piece of the jam. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good job, Matt.
Although he's married, happily.
All that nasty weather in the area, and you're sending out hearts, are you? Yeah, we know where your dedication is.
What?
You don't care about the city. All you want to do is just hit on Jamie on Twitter.
No!
Right, Matt? Way to go, Matt. There was death and destruction in this city yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Your hearts. Your hearts for Jamie.
It's hearts. It is happy wedding.
Do your job.
Here's the thing. I guess I also started, I didn't know I did this.
What's that?
But I keep getting messages that I have an Instagram account. I haven't done anything with that. I got to look into that. I guess I have one. I started it one night and I was like, oh, I'll do this. And I haven't done anything. So that's my next. Oh, you're going to see it. It's going to go crazy.
Hey, you're not going to like it though.
You're not going to like it.
You're not.
You don't know.
I know what you're going to like and know what you're not going to like. I knew you'd love Twitter, and you're not going to care for Instagram. I don't care for it.
BJ, that happened with my sister.
What's that?
I told her how great spin class was, and she should join it, and she just gave me all kinds of crap about it. I don't want to ever do spin class, blah, blah, blah. Well, now she's in spin class all the time.
You're trying to compare spin class to my Twitter. Is that an insult? To me, that sounds like you're laughing behind my back.
No, I think I get it.
Spin class?
Yeah, because her sister was like, oh, my God, spin class is so stupid. You and your stupid shoes and your stupid spinny. And now her sister's doing it. And she's, better at it. And, I'm the best spinner ever. Like that.
I thought it was a perfect correlation between stories.
I love
it made perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Jamie, the biggest slut is slut shaming Kim. Wow. I'm telling you, people, I try to be a slut. I want to be a slut. It's not working. Damn it.
Seems like it's hard to do in this town.
I'm the worst slut ever.
Yeah, you got to go to a sluttier city, I think.
I mean, come on. All right. Anyway, let's talk about a few things. Canada. Did you see they legalized recreational marijuana? Don't you know?
Who? Canada?
Yeah.
The entire country, right?
Yes.
Wow.
So
they're only, the second country in the world?
I haven't kept up with that. I don't know.
I think number two.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Behind Amsterdam or the Dutch.
Right. All right, Eva Longoria.
Holland.
What?
Holland, whatever. I can't remember. Whatever that country is.
Just say Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Even though that's not a country. All right, Eva Longoria, she just gave birth to a baby boy.
I saw that.
Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah.
Good for her. We're real happy about that. Heather Locklear, you guys, they say it's not good. They say it is like the bottom of the barrel. Heather Locklear, they say she's been in this pattern for years with alcohol and drugs, and it's just not good.
No, she's lost it. But again, this is I don't know if she's got a mental issue or the drugs and alcohol is just so out of control. But she's been going through this for years and years and years.
Yeah, that's what they say. It's been a pattern for years. And now her family's hoping that she'll get into a long-term program and stay there. In case you didn't know, Heather Locklear, she tried to find a gun to kill herself. She strangled her dad. I mean, he didn't die. But she went after him and they called the police. And now she's on a psych hold. They're trying to get her into a program. Her poor daughter, Ava Sambora, which she had with Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi, 20 years old, they said that she actually is thrilled her mom is there because it's been such a battle to have her unstable. They never knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And so for her to be in a controlled environment, her daughter is thrilled about this.
I think she's just an addict that refuses to quit.
Oh, yeah. That's probably it. That sounds pretty easy, though.
Sounds pretty simple to me.
Yeah. Somebody just said, oh, my gosh, that happened with me in Orange Theory. I was never a gym person, and now I can't get enough of it.
Look, I was serious with Twitter. Orange Theory is not...
It is. I get it.
Spin class. What a terrible analogy.
And Orange Theory. I get it. You slam these things like I slam Twitter, and now I'm like the Twitter queen.
Orange Theory doesn't change your life.
Yes, it does.
Twitter could.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Spin class.
I'm a 26-year-old woman, and I feel that both Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat are all stupid. Well, aren't you positive?
Well.
Stupid.
Well.
You know what? Yesterday, I really did. Ooh. I feel like I watched my phone and all the feeds of all the hail more than I really watched TV because I had it in my hand. And they said for the first time ever, and it's kind of worrisome, the internet has surpassed the time spent watching over television.
Yeah, I'm surprised it took this long.
Yeah, well, they're surprised it's this quick. Actually,
really?
Yeah, they didn't think it would be this
see,
quick.
See, I see it completely different for some reason. I would think that it had already happened simply because we all carry a phone. That is the internet. Not all of us carry a TV, right?
Well, right, yeah.
So you would have thought that would have already happened.
Well, the reason why I went to TV is to see the radar pictures, so I kept that on. But then I was watching the pictures and people's videos on my phone. So I had both going, but it says the internet has surpassed the exceeded time spent watching, and they thought it would be a couple more years, but it happened now. You know, I told you, my son, all he does is watch YouTube videos. The only time we use the TV is if he projects it onto the TV.
Yep.
That's crazy. Somebody said it's like me and guacamole.
Oh.
Look, we need to stop.
I wouldn't eat it.
I get it. Okay.
And then I tried it and I loved it. That guacamole is a great point.
That one is a really good
point. Yeah, I still haven't tried guacamole.
Because that's a visual one. You're like, oh, I don't want that because of the way that looks. Kind of like Twitter. But
yeah.
Then you try the guacamole, you take a bite of Twitter, boom, your Twitter
it's
feed.
Crazy.
That's what it's like, guacamole and Twitter.
I like it.
Yeah. That was the closest one.
It's like it's a joke.
No, it's not. No.
I was being very serious.
No, listen, can I tell you something?
I've been trying to tell Jamie for years about Twitter and how it would enhance her life and the job she does here.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't listen to me until trending ran away from Facebook. It's got nothing to do with guacamole.
Yeah, it does, because I've never tried guacamole. I've never tried it. It looks disgusting. And maybe I'll try it now because of this text. Because you tell me how much you love guacamole.
It's so good.
And I have a bone to pick with you.
What's that?
I just
picked a bone with you. You can't be picking one back.
Yeah. What's that crap that I really like that looks like baby poop, but it's so good?
Nutella?
No.
Oh.
It's Sambra. It's chickpeas.
Hummus?
Yes. You have got to get on the hummus.
That's not a Sambra?
Oh, yeah.
That's who makes it.
What's a Sambra?
That's who makes it, Sambra. You got to get on the hummus bandwagon.
You do.
It makes me so
eat hummus.
You haven't tried the right kind.
I've tried it over and over again. I've tried. I cannot eat it. Can't eat it. Sorry. Not going to go down that road.
It's kind of like biscuits and gravy. It looks like somebody threw up on your plate and now you love it. It's like egg salad. You don't think you're going to like it, but then you try it and you love it.
Man, that's true.
Is there any tabloid trash? Oh, yeah. We were doing tabloid. Right. Okay, sorry. I read that one out loud. I should have kept that one inside. Let's see here. What else do I have for you? Starbucks is closing 150 stores. They say that Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's is taking a big chunk out of them. I guess because Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's have stepped up their game with their coffees, yeah, their flavored coffees. Starbucks closing. You never saw this one coming. 150 stores are closing them.
Kind of makes me happy. I'll be honest with you.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just have this thing about Starbucks that I feel like that you people that go there are just like elitist.
You are.
Oh, my God. When you can brag about your $8 coffee, I just feel like that's jamming it down my throat.
Well, I always get in line, and I told you this before. I'm like, which one's the big one? Which one? Is it Trenta or Venti? And I'm always like, because I always like to get the green iced tea with no sugar. And I'm like, Trenta or Venti. I don't know which one's the big one. So I'm like, I'll get a large. And they're like, you want Venti. Yeah. Right. Sorry. Yeah. And I hate when they correct me.
And you all of a sudden, you're a big dummy. That's the way they look at you. You're a big dummy. You're not a Starbucks veteran because you didn't know the Venti. You just, you got it wrong, you know? And then they try to push that birthday pop on you. That drives me crazy.
They don't try to push
that
it on
$4
you. $4
birthday
pop. Nobody tries to push it on you.
Yeah, they push it on
they
you.
They don't say, do you want a birthday pop with that?
No, but they carry one around.
They don't kinda, either.
They'll flash one your way before you know it.
Just because you have a problem because you have an addiction to birthday pops.
Look, I'm just saying.
They're not trying to push it on anybody.
I'm glad you're closing some stores.
Oh, my God.
That birthday pop won't be in my face every day.
By the way, it's really dry. I hate it. It's awful.
Really?
Oh, my God. I always think, yeah, the birthday pop, that looks yummy. I get one. It's not moist at all.
Shorty, have you ever had a birthday pop?
I have not.
Well, it's probably awful. Because it's $6.
I've seen them, but it's one or the other for me. It's either the coffee or the pop. Yeah.
It's a bite of cake on a stick for $6.
That's dry as crap.
I'll pass.
It's awful.
I kind of thought that when you see them in there, but.
Yeah,
I don't know how long they've been out there.
Thanks for confirming my fears.
By the way, I found out the name of the grill that has the hot dogs on it.
Yeah.
It's called a roller grill.
The roller grill.
It's called the roller grill. Yeah. Because we keep calling it like the hot dog turner thing. We never had a name. The official name is the roller grill. Do you know how I know this? Because yesterday I was getting gas.
Yeah.
And at the gas station had a big sign. It said 2 roller grill items for $2.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that certainly fit here.
We were doing food.
Yeah.
I'm happy that we all know the name.
You had a Starbucks story and the cake pop went with it.
You started the cake pot.
That's what I'm saying. It was part of a Starbucks story.
Right.
The roller had nothing to do with the story.
Kind of, because now we know what to call it. What do we call it?
The roller.
Roller grill.
Roller grill. Yeah. We have a name. Oh, my God, that's awesome. So we don't have to say, you know that thing the hot dog stays on all the time? Now we have a name. Do you want to hear some Selena Gomez's mom?
Not really.
Ooh. Selena Gomez's mom is so happy that Selena is not with Justin Bieber. In fact, she talks about what kind of man she wants to see her daughter with.
A sense of humor, someone who truly understands the life that she lives. Could you imagine trying to find someone who isn't in this business that understands they're going to read she's cheating every 5 minutes on them? That's a special person.
Yeah.
And I want them to care about her. And not the fame and family oriented.
You know what? I back Justin Bieber now.
Oh my God.
You want that as your mother-in-law?
Yes, I know.
Yes, and are you coming over for Thanksgiving this year? I'd love to see you and Selena.
Ooh. Good move, Justin. Good move. You know what they say, too.
What do they
say? At some point, Selena's just going to be like mom. Going to be like mom.
Oh. Oof.
That's where you morph.
Is that right?
Yep. Mm.
Is that true that men actually look at the moms?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Dead on. 99.999% of the time.
Yes. Wow. Yes. You guys actually analyze how your wife or your girlfriend will be by analyzing the
mom. Absolutely. That is a And if you didn't know that, guys, boom, you just, a light came on in your life.
Yeah, but the mom has a different dad and the daughter has a different dad. No, no. And so it's
look
different.
Look at the biological mom. It's not that hard.
No, no, it is because it's now not. She has a half, because the dad brought half of a different person inside that body. So she's not going to be identical to the mom.
Trust me, guys. Go with it. You'll see.
Really?
Yep.
Anyway.
Dead on.
I have one more clip of her, if you want to hear it. It's Selena Gomez's mother on not believing the things that are written about her daughter in the tabloids.
You never know. Tomorrow, she'll be dating, you know, she'll be the reason why they're getting divorced in London, you know. She's the new Meghan Markle. It's like, none of it, you can't take, it's a grain of salt sometimes.
Do you love this?
Good move, Justin. Good
move. Do you love my tabloid trash?
Yes.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, swing it down.
I don't, I have a bunch more, but I feel like I'm out of time. Am I?
Yes. Thank God. Yes, we're out of time. No, we're out of time. We're out of time. I'm glad you asked. We are out.
I have so much more.
Out of time.
So much more.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.